The World This Week, Politics.
Donald Trump's doctors were keeping a close eye on their patient after the 74-year-old president checked out of hospital just 3 days after being admitted for treatment for COVID-19. Around 20 other people in Mr. Trump's circle have also tested positive, including his wife Melania, Stephen Miller, an advisor, and Chris Christie, a former governor who helped Mr. Trump prepare for his first debate. COVID-19 featured large in the vice presidential debate between Kamala Harris and Mike Pence, a more orderly affair compared with the fireworks of the Biden-Trump encounter a week earlier. The Department of Homeland Security said that white supremacists are the most persistent and lethal terrorist threat to America, as foreign groups are constrained in their ability to conduct attacks. Since 2018, white racists have carried out more lethal assaults in the United States than any other extremist group, targeting racial and religious minorities, gay people, and fans of globalization. Parties backing the president appear to have swept elections in Kyrgyzstan. Protesters said the voting was crooked and freed a former president from jail. The government offered to hold a new vote and the prime minister resigned. Indonesia's parliament approved a law to cut red tape and stimulate investment. The measure had been championed by the president, Joko Widodo. Left-wing activists fret that it will weaken protections for workers and the environment. Authorities in Vietnam arrested Pham Duan Trang, a prominent democracy activist for anti-state activities. Her arrest came hours after America and Vietnam concluded a human rights dialogue. A British appeals court ruled in favour of Nicolas Maduro's regime in Venezuela in a dispute over who controls nearly $2 billion worth of gold stored at the Bank of England. The court overturned a decision by the High Court which said that because Britain recognises the leader of the opposition, Juan Guaido, as the country's interim president, he is in charge of the gold. The appeals court said that Britain's recognition of Mr. Guaido is ambiguous and sent the case back to the High Court for a clearer ruling on which man is Venezuela's president in the eyes of British law. Guatemalan security forces stopped 3,500 Hondurans from heading towards America. Guatemala's president, Alejandro Yamatei, said they might spread COVID-19. The group was the first big migrant caravan to form since the pandemic began.